And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I've asked Robert to come back and join me on today's show. Here's why Robert's here. He will probably resonate with a bunch of you. Now, there's one area he won't resonate with you in, and that's the fact that he spent his entire career focused on real estate assets, but he was kind of doing it wrong. He was doing it a little bit wrong. What do I mean by he was doing it wrong? Well, he was doing kind of what you're doing for a living now. He was trading time for money, working for other people, building up their portfolios. And then once they got to a great moment when everything was running great, Robert would find himself unemployed. They would lay him off because the asset that he managed was effectively sold. And as a result of that, he had to scramble to get back into the workforce. Now, the good news for Robert was he's very talented, and he still is very talented. But what he was missing was the information necessary for him to step away from being on the management side of real estate and step into the ownership side of real estate. Once he stepped into the ownership side of real estate, man, I'll tell you what, he became a new man. He became reinvigorated. He started focusing on what was important for him and his family, and he has built an amazing multifamily apartment community portfolio. Now, one of the things I want to also share with you about Robert is he was no slacker. He was not a slacker. I mean, this is a guy that was moving up the corporate ladder. He had the corner office. So as soon as I say corner office, many of you guys going, oh, yeah, this guy's a big shot. He's got the corner office. But here's the thing. That corner office did not retire him. What ultimately retired him was becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited in 2017, re-energizing his mind to shift it away from what he was doing to what he's currently doing now, and he has not looked back. You want to hear some of the results of his labor? Okay, check this out. He lives on 17 acres outside of Dallas. He works from home. He loves to paint, landscape. He takes pictures of amazing sunrises and sunsets. And get this, he's not the slave to the alarm clock. No, that alarm clock thing, that doesn't work for him anymore. So he doesn't play that game anymore. So let's do this. Let's get into Robert's head. Let's understand what was going on in his life. And let's figure out how he changed everything to create the results that he's currently experiencing now. Robert, welcome back to the show. It's so nice to talk to you again. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Did I get your backstory correct?
Yeah, that was the best bio. Could I get a copy of that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll have it transcribed for you once this thing gets published to the podcast site. But so tell us exactly what it was like in corporate America doing commercial real estate and living that type of lifestyle, which is different than the lifestyle you're living now.
Well, I'd like most everybody in high school or college, they don't teach you finances. They don't teach you tax code for sure. They teach you to be a little W-2 worker bee, right? So, you know, I did what we're supposed to do and graduated from college, joined the workforce, kept working my way up the ladder, work harder. And I got to the top of the ladder. And it slow learner, I guess. And at some point, I finally realized, like, even this isn't going to get me retired. Well, I could retire, but how am I going to be stayed retired? Because it's not making enough money in my 401k. You can't save enough. You never can get past the financial hurdles of life. But I always looked at the people that were the owners of these companies. It's like, well, yeah, but they're a different class of people, a different level of people. They've got connections. They've got, whatever, some secret something. And maybe at some point they'll like me enough that they'll make me a partner in this. Well, that doesn't happen. Lifestyles actually teaches you the tax codes, the financial part, the property management part, how to form a company, how to network with people. I mean, it puts it all together. And I actually tried to do all that stuff on my own and was unsuccessful, and was scared to death to become an entrepreneur and run my own company because I was a W-2 worker bee guy. And they give you the comfort to do that and teach you how to do that.
So what changed in your life? What caused you to reach out to Lifestyles Unlimited and join the organization?
Well, I'm a slow learner, as I said. One of my good friends, John Ridgway, who was a LU mentor for, I think, a decade maybe, but for a long time, he and I both came up through the ranks in apartment property management. Would lose our jobs after our portfolio sold, have to find another company. He joined Lifestyles, and for at least 7 years, I'd say, we kept saying, "Robert, you've really got to look at this. You've really got to look at this." I'm like, no, I just got another promotion, and I love this company, and why would I go jump off the deep end and lose my big income, you know, that big paycheck for this kind of risk? So it took me a long time to finally go to the 2-day. And then I looked at the person I was with, and I'm like, this just sounds too good to be true. So I still hesitated, even with having a good friend prove it, had already proven it up. And I finally joined, started right off as a lead because of my experience. And it was like everybody else, I'm like, why didn't I do this years ago?
What kind of salary were you at risk of walking away from? I mean, what does somebody in your former position earn in today's marketplace?
Depends on, I mean, you know, where you are in the country as far as location. California or New York, or say, is going to pay more. But yeah, you know, you're looking probably at, just for round numbers, 150, 170 plus a really huge bonus potential.
Okay, so crazy fat money in Al's world, and on top of that, you had a time commitment. I mean, it wasn't probably just like 40 hours per week. I'm guessing it involved the consumption of a lot of your available time.
Oh, absolutely. And then on top of that, I was heavily involved in NAA, National Apartment Association, Texas Apartment Association, past presidents of the local apartment association. So I was giving a massive amount of volunteer time to that as well.
Sounds like you were working like 60, 70, possibly 80 hours per week. Is that reasonable?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, so there's got to be a trade-off. If you're putting all that time into the job and into volunteering your time, how much time is available for your family?
Back then, not much. And then, you know, with the hour and a half commute each way, you know, it really carves up any free time. So by the time you get home, you're tired, you're grumpy. You know, she'd say, "Hey, let's go back out for dinner." You're like, "Do I really have to get back in the car?" So yeah, it's been world changing.
So it has an impact on your family and on those people that you love. And sometimes, and I kind of come from that lane. That's why I'm bringing this up, because I spent 27 years in the United States Army. I didn't quite make the same kind of money you made, but I had the same type of demands on my time. And I saw it just tearing my family apart because Dad never seemed to be there very often. Did you experience the same thing?
Yeah, and you know, generationally maybe, but that was kind of how we were raised, is that this is what you do to support your family. That is what's being a good steward, as opposed to actually being there, right, for them and growing up with them or whatever. So it's, yeah, it's a huge difference.
So John Ridgway was trying to convince you for, I think you said, 7 years to actually become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Do you recall what he finally said to you that made you say, "Okay, John, that's it. I'm going to go check him out"?
So that's actually kind of a funny story, because it kind of became a standing joke. It's like, you know, at some point when you're around John, he's going to bring up Lifestyles Unlimited. And everybody's kind of like, "Oh, here we go." But we were actually at a Texas Apartment Association golf tournament, and we're standing waiting to tee off, or waiting for, you know, just staying around waiting for something. And he goes, "So, Robert, when you retire, what are you going to live on?" And I thought, well, that's the dumbest question ever, because I'm going to live off of my home equity and my 401k and my savings. So, yeah, you just basically hope that you don't live longer than your money. And that really struck a chord for me, because at the time I was doing senior housing apartments, where that was a huge issue with all these seniors all the time. So I heard that all the time, but it wasn't in my mindset, because I was, you know, in my 40s or 50s, whatever, I wasn't thinking like that. But that struck a nerve, and I thought, well, yeah, that's right. I guess I hope I don't live longer than my money. What a weird way to think. So I'm like, all right, so what are you going to live on? He goes, I'm never going to touch that stuff. I'm going to live on this thing called passive income. I'm like, okay, now you got me. What is passive income? And he explained that to me, and the next thing I knew, I was going to the 2-day. I was like, I got to learn more about this.
So you finally said, okay, I acquiesce. I'm going to do it your way, John. And you went to the 2-day financial freedom seminar. Now let me frame this for the audience. You've got years of experience managing big apartment communities and managing the people that manage those apartment communities. So what can Lifestyles Unlimited teach you that you don't already know?
So much, because I always had, if I had an accounting question, I called the accounting department. If I had a human resources question, I called the HR director. Raising the capital, you know, I actually tried that. I was the National Apartment Association PAC chair and raised millions of dollars for the PAC. So I thought, oh, I can do this. I can go out and raise money to buy a deal. Well, suddenly family and friends were like, oh gosh, Robert's walking in the room, get out quick before he asks for money. And I jokingly say that, but once I joined Lifestyles, I mean, they taught me how to the finance piece, the HR piece, all these resources that were out there, and how to build up your team of professionals to help you with all these pieces that I wasn't used to dealing with day to day. And more importantly, the friendships and the networking you make to be able to raise the money. So, I mean, our most recent deal we closed in August. I want to say we raised $21 million in about 4.5 days, because the network is that strong and they trust each other. Lifestyles has guardrails in place, as opposed to a deal I invested outside of Lifestyles where they brought in outside equity that diluted our shares, there were upfront fees, all kinds of stuff that Lifestyles would not allow. So it's a community of people that there's a lot of trust involved with each other. And you know, it's not a get quick or get rich quick scheme for the syndicator. It's a very different community.
Did you take advantage of the mentoring services that Lifestyles Unlimited offers its members?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one. John Ridgway was a mentor, but, you know, Curtis Haynes, Mike Spots here locally, Charles Hull, that was a mentor. But absolutely. I mean, you've got guys that I joked when I was in property management for years is that I liked at the Apartment Association how you could share ideas with each other. And I said, a Ford guy working for Ford is not going to be talking to a GM guy going, hey, what's your new product line going to look like? What do you do when you have these problems? Well, in a group like Lifestyles, you definitely have that with the mentors. You can call up and go, this may be a dumb question, but what do you do when this happens? I'm like, oh my gosh, I had that happen. This is what I did. This is what I wouldn't do. So that kind of, that took a lot of the fear out of it is that, okay, I don't know everything. I don't have to know everything because I've got other people I can reach out to.
I think that's an amazing testimony to our culture at Lifestyles Unlimited, because like you, I had that same problem. I was concerned that, you know, maybe I had to do it all on my own. And then I finally realized that I didn't have to do it all on my own, that I had surrounded myself by my fellow like-minded individuals, and I could reach out to any of them at any time, and I could get the information I was looking for, and it put my mind at ease. We come back from the break. We're going to get back into Robert's story. You're going to want to hear this. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Need more unconventional wisdom that'll set you free? Subscribe to Lifestyles Unlimited on YouTube and binge content that will actually help you get where you want to go in life from people who are already there. With over 50,000 members and 32 years of proven success, there's so much more we want to share with you than what we have time for on the radio. On YouTube, we go beyond our shows and feature our best content from podcasts, interviews, expo, master's tour, fireside chats, special events, and more.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Robert, and together we're working on your financial freedom. So, Robert, let me take you all the way back to when you bought your very first apartment community. Now, you had mentioned earlier in the show that you had surrounded yourself with mentors and like-minded people, and that you felt very well prepared to do that. What was it like actually pulling the trigger and buying that very first property?
It was both exciting and scary. Because of my experience in property management, jumped in and bought a 120-unit deal as our first deal, which at the time I was told was the biggest first-time lead purchase. I think some people were looking at me like, man, he just dove right into the deep end.
That's a pretty huge asset to take down on your first one.
But we wanted the economy of scales. We wanted to be able to, if you buy a 40-unit deal, you have a fee manager, hopefully. In my case, I wasn't going to have a fee manager because I know enough to be dangerous. So I wanted to do it myself. I didn't want to be getting those calls at 3 a.m. that, hey, my toilet stopped up and all that. I wanted an on-site manager, professional management team on site, which means you need to be 100 units or more typically. So that was our thinking. And it was a really pretty little property over in Arlington, Texas that needed some tenderness and love put to it. So it just really attracted us, and we were able to raise the money. I want to say we had to raise like $6.2 million on that one, our first deal. That was a little challenging just because people didn't know me yet in Lifestyles. I was brand new. And since then, it's just gotten easier and easier because of reputation and people knowing me.
Yeah, I'm thinking $6.2 million is a big chunk of money, and you're just getting started in the business. So what caused people to take a chance with you? What do you think was going on in their mind? What set you apart from everybody else?
First and foremost, my experience. And I had a clear plan. I've done so many deep value adds through my career and brand new lease ups. So people knew I had the experience, and it wasn't going to be a learning curve to go in there and how to tackle it. I had a very clear plan, and probably they really liked my passion about it, how excited I was about the deal.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, I was actually looking at that deal because you and I joined Lifestyles Unlimited in the same year, the road that I chose to follow was I chose to be a passive investor. And I remember taking a look at that deal and I thought, wow, this is a pretty interesting deal. I'd like to get involved with it. But then I realized I was cash poor at that time. I had already invested my money in other assets. So tell me in front of millions of people what I could have earned had I just gone with you.
We returned everybody's investment. So like if you invested, just for round numbers, $100,000, you probably got back another, almost doubled that money, 90 to 100% on top of that in about 2.5 years.
That is pretty phenomenal. Now I'm kicking myself because I actually got into another deal with a guy that ultimately decided he knew more than everybody else. So he decided that he didn't need Lifestyles Unlimited. And what ultimately happened was we still made money in that property, but we didn't make the kind of money that you made in your property. So that's just a testament to you. And it's a testament to the Lifestyles Unlimited community and the fact that, I actually did a poor job of selecting a lead investor. I should have done a little bit more due diligence. I should have actually waited for your deal to come along, and then I would have been a much happier person.
Yeah, but I mean, that's part of, I think, building your network in the community is finding out the people you trust, and just, what you're getting comfortable with it. And sometimes people want to get their money deployed because it's like, I want to start making money, right? So I've heard that plenty of times. It's like, God, Robert, I'd love to get into your deal. I'm just out of cash at the moment. So that's part of it as well.
So let me switch gears on you right now, because what I want to talk about is your lifestyle, and I want to talk about what you're able to do in your lifestyle now that you couldn't do back when you were working that 60 to 80 hour work week. Describe to me a typical day for Robert.
Well, I mean, you summed it up really well in the intro. I haven't set an alarm clock in years. I used to wear a suit and tie and dress socks every day. Now I have to dust off my suits because I haven't even worn them in maybe once or twice in the last 2.5 to 3 years. What's interesting is I find now I get up earlier because I see the sun coming up, and I just get up. I'm like an old-time farmer or something, but which is why I'm able to take these pictures of the sunrises and stuff that I never had time for. I was just too tired before. Frankly, I don't have to get up and shower and shave every morning first thing. It's like I could be wearing my PJs at 10 o'clock, working from the home office, not having to commute. I mean, it's just a totally different lifestyle. And it's just something that if somebody had described to me before, I wouldn't understand. And when I used to play, like in Texas Apartment Association golf tournaments, we would see these old guys in the locker room playing cards at 10 in the morning. I'm like, God, what are these losers doing? I was that judgmental and that stupid to not realize these are guys that have so much money. They're not having to commute and go into the office. They're living their life on their schedule. And to get finally to that other side is just mind-blowing to think I ever did it the other way.
How are your stress levels this day compared to what they used to be?
Well, I think because I'm a lead, they're the same because I take being a steward, you know, of other people's investments, their retirement money, their savings, whatever, very, very seriously. So in some ways that's more stressful because before it was just a W-2 job and, you know, in theory you clock out and you go home. I mean, it wasn't reality, but you still had a lot of stress. But if you go into lifestyles as the passive route where you just have passive income coming in without the responsibilities of it, I mean, it's a lot lower stress level.
What is this new lifestyle done for you with regards to your family?
Well, both on the positive, well, I guess they're both positive, but on the happier side is that having more time for each other, like when I get off this call, I'm going to ask my wife where she'd like to go into town for lunch. I couldn't have done that before because I was halfway across the Metroplex, didn't have time for it. So just the freedom of that. And then on the not so happy side, she would, in the last couple of years, went through a cancer journey. I wouldn't have been able to be here for her, take her to appointments, and just be here, you know, physically be here for her because I would have been off at the W-2 job. So it's given me that kind of freedom in my time as well. I mean, just it's been a blessing on so many levels.
And I can only imagine how strong your relationship is with your wife right now. And I think that's a testimony to the Lifestyles Unlimited community helping you to understand that there is a different way to conduct your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what else do you do when you're not focused on your lead investor properties? I mean, are you playing golf? Are you playing cards in the card room at the golf house?
So I've, you know, I think we mentioned I have 17 acres. So I've set up a little par 3 out here where I can go out and just tinker with hitting balls. And I bought the big mower. I love doing landscaping. So I'm getting out and, you know, I can, if I get too stressed or whatever, or just want to, because it's a pretty day, I can go spend half of the day outside doing what I love. And then coming back in and working when I want to work. It's just, again, controlling your time and realizing you're not on the clock, anybody else's clock.
Yeah, I think that for me also is a huge weight off of my shoulders. The fact that I control my destiny, I don't have to worry about, you know, meeting somebody else's unrealistic demands on my time. I set my own time schedule. You do the same thing. And that, I would say that would take a lot of stress off you, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You know, I think about, as a follow-up answer, you know, it used to be get your shopping, your Home Depot runs, or whatever else. It's like, okay, it's the weekend. I've got to go get this done. I got to go get that done. You know, it's like cram, cram, cram. When can I do stuff? And now it's like, it's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. It's Thursday at 1 o'clock, whatever. I'm going to go to Home Depot right now because it's going to be a whole lot less crowded. I mean, it's just choosing how to spend your time instead of having it dictated to you constantly.
What would you say to somebody who's listening to our conversation, who's thinking this can't be possibly true? What would you say to that person about joining Lifestyles Unlimited?
I would say you are me. That's why it took me so long. You know, my dad always beat into my head, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, which is why I was such a slow person to jump in on it, even with John Ridgway having already shown me the way. So, you know, I knew it wasn't some multi-level marketing thing. I was still nervous of it. Sounded too good to be true. But go to the 2-day, you know, learn about the tax advantages and see them actually do real numbers, see them actually pull a house just off of listing. So it's not made up, you know, whatever. It's like, look, let's go pull up houses that are actually for sale. You pick one and then I'll run the numbers on it. And your eyes just start opening up about, I've never been taught this. I've never understood tax advantages. I've never understood real estate. So the 2-day really opens up your eyes to the possibilities. And then it's just a matter of taking action and jumping in. I haven't ever heard one person in Lifestyle say, gosh, I wish I'd waited a year. We all say, I wish I'd done this years before.
Yeah, it's that woulda, coulda, shoulda mentality, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But you're happy that you did finally, after several years, take the plunge. And I think your results are remarkable. I have to commend you for what you've been able to achieve.
Well, thank you for that. It's been a fun ride, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun ride, especially once you get to that real estate retired scenario, right?
Yeah, when you sell, you know, or refinance these deals and you get the check and you're like, holy cow, is this real? I mean, you know, you don't feel like an NBA player, but it's big money. So you're suddenly like, I've never seen money like this before. It's very fulfilling.
And you're not worried about retirement anymore, are you?
No, now it's, do I want to do another deal, which I do, and keep, you know, buying new properties as opportunities arise, because I enjoy it. It's not because, gosh, this is my age, so much I have saved, I got to work probably until I'm 70, 75, whatever. I don't even have to think in those terms anymore. I'll do it, again, controlling my time. I'll do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Robert, I want to thank you for taking time out of your not-so-busy schedule to join me on today's radio show. I know the audience has learned a lot from you. I, myself, have learned a lot from you, as I always do. And if you want to get started with Lifestyles Unlimited, you want to attend that case study that Del Walmsley is going to host, call 866-945-6565. Again, 866-945-6565. Tell them you heard it on the radio that you want to attend case study, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.